This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson has teamed up with Planned Parenthood and others to take a grocery store pharmacy to federal court. Ralph's Thriftway in Olympia, Washington was brought before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in Portland this past week to defend its position that it will not carry Plan B drugs, but refer to other pharmacies that do. The Save a Girl campaign working in China is telling the story of more than 100 girls saved from both gendercide and China's one-child policy. One girl saved from abortion was hidden by her parents from Chinese officials for months. But with the help of a stipend from the Save a Girl campaign, the girl is now being raised by her parents on their farm. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. For me. In other headlines, a study in Europe is revealing that a significant number of close friends or family who witness assisted suicide actually develop post-traumatic stress disorder. By comparison, 11% of U.S. soldiers serving in Afghanistan have PTSD, 20% of Iraq veterans. Abortionist Meryl Streep has been awarded the Medal of Freedom by President Obama, and population control advocates, ever addicted to disproven myths of population, are targeting the pro-life nation of Malawi in Southeast Africa. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.